So is there anything else you wanted to ask about that, or anything else? How about you, Galen?
Well, if there are any silver swords you want me to have, I would reject them, but... Not really interested in any silver bullets.
Silver swords. I have to admit, by the way, this has been me, Marina, speaking intuitively. You can probably tell the difference. For one thing, my eyes are open. I usually close my eyes, not because I have to, but it just helps me concentrate when I'm channeling to... Because I'm listening and making sure that what comes through is what really is supposed to be coming through. And that's why I adjust and stop and change my words. And because, like, I'll get feedback, like, that wasn't quite the right word, use a different word, that kind of thing. What do you mean by silver swords? Well, you're not a werewolf, are you?
Part of this is my personal attitude towards walking whatever path I happen to be walking on. I guess I try to walk as a warrior where, I came through in my previous question where, I'm not interested in silver bullets, that's very... You know, when scientists say they want the silver bullet.
Oh, right.
The silver bullet that's going to kill
them. Yeah, the magic, yeah.
The magic bullet that solves the problem.
Yeah.
I'm not really, interested in that, this little, give me the key to the puzzle, give me the...
Yeah.
A silver bullet that kills this monster.
Well, I think I understand, but if I could give you something that you can use as a warrior...
Something that's not just going to, bang, you're dead, something that... I can use instead of just dealing with the problem and strengthen me.
Right.
As I walk down the path.
Well, I'll tell you something that I got from a reading I just did a couple days ago, which completely is not violating client confidentiality because it was information about what a warrior is. Specifically, what being a warrior is and what being a warrior is not. And it was surprising information to me, but it was good information, I thought, because I had for years heard about, the warrior, the spiritual warrior, and so on, and it was always kind of a blank thing to me, because I would blink at that and say, I don't get it. But I got it when I was doing this reading. Basically, I guess what I was thinking before, and that's probably what a lot of people think, is a soldier or someone who goes out and shoots people. But the short answer is that a warrior, someone, maybe with the shield and a spear or sword or whatever, who is defending and protecting those who can't. And the analogy that I was given is, you have a village, it's very peaceful, you have the people who do the farming and the spinning and the sewing and weaving and cooking and so on. And over here is another village that they're all lazy bums and they just want to take. So they get all their weapons together and they come charging over here because they're going to take away from this village that's all peaceful and productive. Well, this village is smart and has its warriors who defend. They don't go out and harass other villages. They don't attack at all. But if